Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always, to be able to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. And I'm excited about having our good friend Dolph DeRoos back on the show. Dolph is one of the world's experts on real estate investing. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of so many books on real estate, of which I have all of them, and I hurt myself carrying them in here. There's so many of them, including Making Money in Real Estate, including 101 Ways to Massively Increase Your Real Estate Investment, including Real Estate Riches, et cetera, et cetera. He's our good friend Dolph DeRoos. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back, Dolph, as always. Dolph, I know that over the last few years when you've been on the show, you have really extolled the virtues of not only investing in real estate, but you were investing in residential real estate. And you told us about all the real estate, all the homes that you were buying, especially in Las Vegas and places like that. But in the last year or so, we've been hearing quite a bit from the media about something called a real estate bubble that was about to burst. Now, whenever they've talked about that, I have said, ladies and gentlemen, there is no such thing. It's a myth that there is a national real estate bubble. There may be some community, neighborhood, maybe even some city bubbles, but there's no such thing as a national real estate bubble. What do you think about that, Dolph?
Well, I agree, but it goes even beyond that, Jim. The question that many people posed me in that period of when will the bubble burst, in my humble view, Jim, was arrogant, because the question when will the bubble burst assumes that there is a bubble to burst
exactly.
In the first place.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. And I said that I started saying this 18 months ago, and you know what? I proved to be correct.
Right. And, of course, we both know that the greatest test of willpower is to refrain from saying, I told you so.
But it's so much fun. But it's so much fun, Dolph.
I know. And here's my view on it, Jim. The reason why so many newspapers and magazines picked up on this theme and published it again and again is in self-interest. Because, let's face it, they make their money not by benefiting from investments in real estate or, for that matter, the stock market or anything. They make their money by selling newspapers or magazines. A headline in the real estate realm of, well, it's been another good year in real estate. Prices have gone up on average once again by 9.7%.
Right.
But in some areas like Arizona and Nevada and California and pockets on the East Coast, they've gone up by more than double the national average. I mean, that creates yawns. People don't read that.
10,000 airplanes landing safely is not news, is it?
That is not news. That is exactly right. So they all picked up on this, but it gets even worse. The Economist, which is a very reputable magazine and one that I encourage people to read,
right.
It ran a headline saying, what comes up must go, dot, dot, dot.
Right.
And they had graphs to prove their point. Now, I have this theory that statistics can be used to show any point of view. Another way of putting it is that statistics are just a group of numbers looking for an argument.
Well, I agree with you.
Yes, so they had these graphs showing that growth rates had peaked some while back and that they were, in fact, coming down. And that's the graph they used to prove that the real estate market was coming down. But the problem with that graph was that it still showed positive increases in property values. In other words, if last year things went up by 26% and this year they only went up by 13%, 13% is still a massive increase.
Of course it is. And, you know, the other thing that they do, in order to get some kind of validation of their idea, they would call the Toll Brother organization, which is the, as far as I know, maybe the only publicly traded residential home builder in the world. I don't know if there's another one, but it's the most prominent one. They would call them and ask them how they were doing, and if the Toll Brothers sales were off a little bit, they assumed that meant that there was a national decline in real estate, in residential real estate. And how many times, Dolph, have you heard them quoting the Toll Brother statistic?
Oh, all the time. And they make a storm out of a teacup in the sense that, so what if sales are off by 5%? That doesn't mean the market's crashing. You know, things don't always go along linearly. Sometimes sales are up, sometimes sales are down. And the interesting thing, Jim, is just in the last 10 days, I've been seeing articles suggesting that, you know, this bubble bursting nonsense is over. Things
right.
like, you know, sales being down seems to be coming off the top. Sales are picking up again. I read an article on the internet of a newspaper in Australia saying it looks as though property price increases are on the rise again.
Right.
It's happening all over the world, and it's just funny. I, in fact, hope that there would have been a bubble. I was wishing there was. I was praying.
You're going to be laying in wait, weren't you, Dolph? Hey, Dolph, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. Dr. Dolph DeRoos is our good friend and our guest this half hour, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a real estate expert extraordinaire, 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Does it get any better than Steely Dan doing that? How good is that, ladies and gentlemen? Whoa. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend, Dolph DeRoos. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows. Dolph, isn't it wonderful when you get to have fun doing what you do?
Oh, as they say, if you love what you do, you'll never work another day in your life.
My mother used to tell me that. My mother told me that a long time ago, and I remember, you know, I've always liked working, but I remember thinking, what an interesting thing for somebody to say.
Right.
I didn't realize.
The other day, Jim.
Okay.
It says there is no substitute for work. Especially if your parents have done it for you.
That's right. You're talking about like the guy who was born on third base and he lives his whole life thinking he hit a triple, right?
Yes, right.
hey, Dolph, that, and by the way, that certainly doesn't describe me. I don't know about you, but it doesn't describe me.
No, not at all. Oh, no. Far from it. That's why I laugh so much about it.
You know, I want to come back to this bubble, the real estate bubble thing, for just a minute.
Yes.
To be honest, to be in full disclosure, there were communities, there were neighborhoods, there were cities, perhaps, maybe even small regional economies, where there probably were some bubbles. I believe that there were some localized bubbles, maybe South Beach, some parts of Washington D.C. I don't know. Maybe I don't know where else, Los Angeles, wherever, where there were people who were speculating. Probably largely on condominiums. So I do believe that there have been some of those kinds of bubbles. What do you think, Dolph?
Yes, I definitely agree. But here's the difference between a real estate bubble in Florida or Washington and a stock market bubble. The difference is that given time, let 5 years go by, and prices will have gone back up beyond where they peaked before, and they will be on the rise again. And you do not get that in the stock market. People who lost billions of dollars in the
right.
2000 stock market crash have not recovered that money. They have
exactly.
to make it up by investing new capital in other stocks that don't go bust.
Especially when many of those companies they invested in are actually bankrupt.
That's exactly right. If you are unfortunate enough to have money invested in WorldCom or Montgomery Ward or Enron or Tyco or any of those companies that went broke, the money's gone forever. If you invested money in a condo in Florida, and by the way, we can talk about that, it's not necessarily a smart investment, but even if you had, and you paid $300,000 for something that's now worth only $220,000, you've still got $220,000, and it's going to come back up.
Right.
Here's the reason why it absolutely will go up, even in Florida, Jim, and that is that the population of Florida is still increasing. Last year, from South America alone, there were 140,000 new immigrants into Florida.
Wow.
And the interesting thing is, these aren't all refugees who arrive by illegal boatloads or whatever.
Right.
These are very often the wealthy
people with money.
Yes, from Venezuela, who don't like what's happening with the government there.
Right.
And from what they are, the fabulously wealthy with money to burn.
Well, I was just in Palm Springs last week, Dolph, and I went to the east Coachella Valley, I think they call it out there, and right. Coachella Valley, that's what it is. Anyway, I went to the east. I went a little bit beyond La Quinta, and they're still building houses and golf courses to the east. I mean, they keep going towards. Eventually, the Coachella Valley will connect with Phoenix. I mean, they're just building houses like crazy out there.
Well, that's true, and that's why I've got great faith that there will be no long-term bubble. Sure, there were localized periods where prices went down a bit, but you know what? A slight decrease in prices does not constitute a bubble bursting.
That's exactly right. But so folks, be very careful when you listen to the media, because most of the business media is there to get ratings, not to give you the information that really will help you. And only, you know, except for the Small Business Advocate Show, that's a lot different. And Dolph, what is your recommendation? What is your best advice for someone right now who is thinking about investing in real estate?
My best advice is that unlike any other investment arena, you can predict where there are going to be great increases in value. And it goes along this line. It's very simple. You don't have to be smart to do this. Where you have high population growth, you will have high capital value growth. Where you have low population growth, it'll be lower. Listen, if you have negative population growth, in other words, a decline in population, prices will come down. I can give you examples of this. Japan as a nation has a declining population.
Mm-hmm.
Is it any surprise that real estate values aren't skyrocketing there?
Right.
And where they are skyrocketing, like in the heart of Tokyo, that's because there's still an oversupply of people there. People are still wanting to live and work there.
Right.
So this is very simple. That is the one reason why Arizona has been going up at way above the national average. It's not because the weather's better here necessarily. It's related to that, because that's why people want to come here. But the reason is that the population's increasing, which puts increasing pressure on prices. It's supply and demand. It's that first thing you learn in economics.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, if you have an opportunity to make an investment in a condo that isn't built yet, and someone says, okay, I want you to go ahead and sign up for this, give us your down payment, get your money in place, we're going to build this, and when we come out of the ground with it, we'll be selling those condos for double what you're going to pay for it. When you have an opportunity like that, folks, that's the kind of a transaction that might be a bubble type of situation. I mean, when you get too greedy with something like that, and somebody talks about you making money without you doing almost, you know, without doing almost anything except putting your money in, those are the kinds of investments to watch out for, right, Dolph?
That is exactly right. And what happens is all these developers get euphoria because they can sell them off the plans, or traditionally they could. So they all try to do it. And then when interest rates come up a bit and immigration's down a bit and the economy's off a bit, that's when you get caught out.
Stand by, Dolph. Dolph DeRusse, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Dolph, give us your website, please.
It's www.dolphderusse.com. DolphDeRusse.com.
Stand by, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more wisdom from Dolph DeRusse right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. Take advantage of all the things that are there. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust members like our good friend Dr. Dolph DeRusse, who's our guest this half hour. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there. Dolph, your website is Dolph DeRusse. That's DolphDeRusse.com, right?
That is absolutely correct, yes.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Oh, you'll find all sorts of things. Articles on real estate. We have, as you said, a number of books. I think I've got 11 or 12 books out now, Jim.
Wow, so many he can't actually count all of them, folks.
And, you know, we have audio courses and all that sort of thing. But the main thing is we want to get people enthused about real estate, because my biggest pleasure is getting an email from someone who says, you probably don't know me. However, I read one of your books 8 years ago, or went to an event 3 years ago or whatever, and I didn't quite believe everything, but I gave it a go, and I'm now financially independent thanks to real estate.
Well, what What I like about what you do, Dolph, as far as real estate is concerned, you tell people the real stuff. You don't make it sound like it's going to be easy. You don't make it sound like it's going to be money falling in your out of the sky in your lap. You just tell them, you know what, folks, if you think about it, if you study a little bit, if you work the fundamentals of real estate and you do work at it, you're going to be okay. You don't say, you know, I hate these commercials, Dolph, where somebody's saying, I read this book and I'm now worth $1 billion and yesterday I was bankrupt.
Yeah, I know.
I hate those.
You know, that might work for one person in a million, but then again, you can buy a lottery ticket and you've got one chance in 16 million of winning.
Exactly.
I propose things that the masses can do. And the reason why people, when they follow my advice, that they succeed, it's not because I'm brilliant or anything. It's because real estate is so good. It's very forgiving of mistakes. And remember, banks lend you money to buy the property.
That's right. That's right. You don't have to use all your own money.
That's right.
Let's get back to what someone would do, someone who wanted to become a real estate investor right now. What would be, you know, let's say that they don't have a lot of capital. Where should they start?
Well, I think they should start by reading a few books. They don't even have to be my books. It's not about me, Jim. It's about getting wise on real estate. So get some books on real estate and then realize that if you start looking at property after property, you may not understand all the technology, all the terminology at first, but after a while, you'll start to get a feel for things. And I guarantee people that if they look at 100 homes, they will find one or two or five that are spectacularly good for whatever reason. They might be on the market at way below their true value. Now, listeners who've never heard of this concept might say, well, hang on a minute, why would anyone sell a home that's worth $200,000 for only $100,000? And yet you and I know, Jim, that people do this every day of the week.
I've done it.
Yes, maybe they're too stingy to get an appraiser to figure out what the home is worth.
That's right.
So they say, I know what it's worth. The neighbor's house sold for $110,000 5 years ago, so mine's worth about that too. Listen, they are cutting themselves in the finger, but it happens. It could be through divorce. It could be through ignorance. It could be through an estate sale. It could be through an error.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, the reasons don't matter. They exist.
I bought a house years ago for half of what it originally was put on the market from a bank. It had been in foreclosure. And the bank put a price on it. And I went in, did a little research, took pictures of the house, sent it to the banker who made the decision, and I said, you're too high by double. He said, how could that be? And I said, well, here's the information. Here's what it's going to take to bring this property back to, back into the condition it should be in. And so here's my offer. It's half of what you're saying it's worth, what you're asking for it.
Right.
And within about 10 days, he wrote me back and said, send me a contract.
There you go. You see, it happens all the time. So look at 100 properties. You will find some that are really great deals. Try and get a contract. Try and negotiate. Try and knock the price back a bit if you want to.
Isn't the greatest element of real estate investment to have patience?
Yes. You do need patience. But that's also its greatest luxury because, as I always say, if you are a futures trader or a currency trader or an options trader, you are glued to your screen and you're watching the stats and the graphs go up and down and you're having to make a decision. Oh, I have to go to the bathroom, but I can't. I might miss out on the trade. Whereas when you're a real estate investor, you can buy something and go for a 9-month cruise if that's what you want to do and not worry about what's happening to your property because at the end of 9 months, it's probably gone up anyway.
That's exactly right. Hey, Dolph, give us your website. Give us your website one more time.
DolphDeRoos.com. It's DolphDeRoos.com. If you can't find it, just Google Dolph, DOLF. It's the first one to pop up.
There probably is he's probably the only one, folks, on the planet. Hey, Dolph, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
We'll see you next time. Dolph DeRoos, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world. God bless you. God be with you. We are proud of you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.